The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and breaking everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network, this is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyevwofrome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, disruptionnetwork.net.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Congratulations, folks. You made it through half of your work week. Give yourselves a round of applause. Pat yourself on the back. Crack open a beer. It's EC Radio time. How are you, everybody? We are live and direct, high above the Todd Williams Broadcasting Plaza in the Apple Box Studio. It is EC Radio. We are live on all Disruption Network social media platforms. There I am. Boom. We're live on all Disruption Network social media platforms, and it's wrapped up into a nice little podcast, and you can view or listen to at your leisure at disruptionnetwork.net. How's it going? Good to see you. Good evening, everybody. Hi, it's Z. This Sunday, coming up, Meatball Madness, and I am super pumped because my friend Gina over here, Gina Cha-Cha, welcome to the show, Gina.
Thank you.
My friend Gina invited me to be a judge. Well, actually, I kind of like told her I wanted to be one, but she invited me to be a judge, and I get to
you
be
bet.
A judge at Meatball
no,
Madness. I'd be pleased. Thank you so much. I'm really, really, really looking
I'm
forward to it.
I'm glad I remembered. I would have felt terrible had you asked me, like I said, and then I forgot, and you'd be like, she didn't want me.
I just love to eat. That's the thing.
Have you been to this event before?
The very first or second one. When it was at the Hotel Utica.
Okay.
That was the only time I went, and that was how many years ago?
We were at Hotel Utica 2 years, the Radisson 2 years, and this is our third year at Utica College. It's been a while.
So how many Meatball Madness has there been?
This is our 10th annual.
10th annual?
Yeah, 10 years.
Now, whose brainchild is this?
Not mine.
Not yours?
Not mine. I think the previous director was looking for something new and fresh and found it in another part of the country and decided it's very Utica, and it is.
It doesn't get more Utica than meatballs,
no.
right?
No.
Meatballs and then tomato
this
pie.
This event has grown for us. I remember the first year, that I took it over. I was the fundraising chair, which actually this event was my introduction to Abraham House.
Was it?
I wasn't working at Abraham House. I was doing it as a volunteer.
Every year the proceeds have gone to the Abraham House? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the first year I took it over, they had made $8,000 the previous year. And I'm so competitive that I put it in my head, okay, I want to hit $12,000. Our total expenses that year were $326.
Wow.
To throw a huge event like
this. And you hit $12,000?
And we made over $12,000 the first year.
Wow.
And then it grew to $15,000. And then it grew. And last year we were just shy of $25,000 profit. So I'd like to bust through that this year and really make this a fantastic success and profitable for Abraham House.
Well, there's definitely a good buzz about it, and yeah, people know about it, and you have made a great annual event here.
Yeah.
And so it's been going on for 10 years, and when did you jump in?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7? Yeah, this is my seventh year. I'm planning it.
Wow.
So I came in early.
Okay.
And I've been director now for 3.5 years, so things just blossomed.
So it's happening this Sunday at the Utica College Gymnasium. Yes. And how many vendors do you have?
We have lots of vendors. We have 15 participating restaurants this year.
Okay.
We've got a few newbies, which I'm always excited when somebody new joins the contest. So Paul's Pub. I don't know if you've been there lately. I think they're under new management or something.
On the east side?
Yeah.
They always had great meatballs.
Yeah.
Always.
They're entering their meatballs, so I'm pretty excited about that. And the Balanced Chef is coming. So there's actually going to be a healthy meatball.
The Balanced Chef. Option.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
He prepares like healthy meals that you can purchase and eat at home.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. And Tavolo, if I'm saying it right.
Sal's new place.
Sal's
over
new place,
the old
yeah.
Chesterfield, which he moved over to North Genesee
right.
Street.
And right.
Yeah, I have yet to. We've begged him,
and he can't say no to us. You haven't been there?
He makes a good meatball.
You've not been there?
I've not been there.
Put that on your to-do list.
I've been busy. I've been really busy. That's my excuse.
You have to eat and you have to drink stuff.
Right, totally. But no, you got some great participation going on with a lot of great restaurants. And then some of your old favorites are going to participate too.
And some of our old favorites are coming back too. So the fan favorite the past couple of years has been La Familia Basson.
Mm-hmm.
They have been the winner of the People's Choice Award. So they're coming back for their three-peat if they can do it. And they have great meatballs. BBG's, they always come through for us, the girls over there. I think that was the first application that I received. Bella Regina's is coming back. They served theirs last year with their award-winning chicken riggy sauce.
She wins every year. She wins the riggy competition at the Stanley.
Yeah.
Like,
and then she uses the riggy sauce to edge her into the meatballs, too.
Ah, nice, nice. She's smart, Gina. Yeah. Regina.
So we changed a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We used to just say fried meatballs, no sauce, no nothing. Well, how many of them can you eat, and how distinguishable can they be from each other when it's a fried meatball? So our restaurants wanted to use their sauces. And so a few years ago, we changed the categories, and we now have categories. We have Just Like Grandma's. We have the best dressed meatball. We have the sauciest meatball. So it encourages our restaurants to get creative with what they do.
All right, let's go over these categories. So grandmas, what would grandmas be defined
just
as?
Just like grandmas. It depends on what your grandmother's meatball is.
Mine were fried and they had a lot of garlic, but cheese too. A lot of Romano cheese
the sauce with the pepper in the sauce. That was my grandmother's meatball.
Mm.
So I guess it depends on what your tastes are.
We're going to make ourselves so hungry right now. So you got just...
brought some samples.
You should have. You got Just Like Grandma's. And then the other one's Best Dressed?
We have a Best Dressed.
Okay, is that like a stuffed, whatever it's stuffed with?
That's type whatever of thing? They want to do to it. I mean, okay. We've had, last year's Boneyard Barbecue brought like a meatball with a piece of cornbread with the barbecue sauce on it, and you like kind of popped it all in your mouth, and it was like a barbecue picnic. I don't know what it was, but it was delicious. We've had Frank Cristiano at Tony's Washington Mills did a buffalo chicken meatball. One year that is still one of my favorites.
Really?
We've had beef brisket meatball. Last year there was a taco meatball. Charlie's did a cheeseburger meatball. So they're getting crazy. As a matter of fact, I can announce here for the very first time.
An exclusive right here, EC
right here,
Radio.
There you have it.
Open up your ears.
Swifties and Encora are both bringing something really new to the table. They won't even tell each other what they're doing. which is great because they're next door to each other. Mm-hmm. So we have a little bit of a rivalry there, but they're both had some great ideas for some interesting meatballs that they're going to be debuting on Sunday.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you know, Dan LeConte mixes it up over at Encora, as well as Woody does too over at Swifties. Yes. They both do a great job and are definitely staples in this community. A couple years ago, I was working production over at the Taste of Syracuse, and there was a guy, I can't remember who it was, but a vendor. He had a meatball. I mean, it was gigantic, but it was a spaghetti dinner inside the meatball.
It was a
stuffed meatball, and it was delicious, but it was like a whole meal, and it was like that big.
It had to be big.
Oh, it was so good, though. So good. And I'm not one to eat spaghetti, like, outside my mom's house, you know. I'm one of those Italian boys.
Right.
You know, but it was really good.
It was good.
Yeah, it was really good. So I like to see.
It would be hard to make a stuffed meatball because we're asking our restaurants to bring 800 meatballs.
800?
800. That's,
wow.
You know, that's no easy feat. Imagine you get to stuff something inside them.
That's a full day of cooking.
Tell them, just, you know, just a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a lot to walk around and eat.
Yeah. Do you have warmers down there? How do they keep them warm?
They bring their warmers.
They do?
Yeah. Everything goes through the Department of Health for this. So I just brought all of the permits over today. So we're good to go there. And everything has to be, of course, warmed into a certain temperature and done by regulations. We don't want anybody getting sick.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there any other activities that go on around Meatball Madness, or is it just straight up eating?
There's a lot of activities.
See? Talk about the activities.
So we have a local panel of celebrity judges that comes and they taste the meatball and vote on their favorite. So we do give out one of the trophies is the judge's choice. By far, I have to say, the focal point of this event is the meatball eating contest.
Okay.
And that's where contestants see how many meatballs they can eat in 2 minutes.
Who holds the belt right now for that?
John Harmon was last year's reigning champion.
Mm-hmm.
He's not feeling good. He's still a maybe on if he's coming back to protect the title or not.
Okay.
2 years ago, it was Max Cohen from Mida.
Max?
Max.
He put it down, huh?
24.
24?
Yes. That's a lot of meatball. I think boy, that Max. John was around 24 last year, too.
Yeah, John's a big boy, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Max really isn't a big boy.
No, but you want to know something?
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter mm-hmm. how big somebody is, no.
It all matters if you have that endless pit in your gut. That's what matters. I can't imagine Max just shoveling down meatballs. I've known Max for so long.
I want to see him.
Good.
Prove it.
We've got some, we can hold it over his head a little bit. But yeah, I can't picture it. But I've seen him do some crazy shit. Don't get me wrong. But shoveling meatballs down his throat. Do you know who the contestants are for the meatball eating contest this year?
I know who some of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want me?
Yeah, absolutely. Is it something they had to pre-register for, or can they sign up?
Well, they have to sign, obviously, a waiver.
Okay.
And have to be over 18 years old. We still have some spots available, which if we usually announce that at our event, we have people step up to the challenge right there. So I have to find the text where I sent it out of who they were.
Today. So they have to eat meatballs in 2 minutes is the contest.
2 minutes okay. to eat. Now, Dino's donates the meatballs for our contest.
Oh, cool.
So they have 2 minutes to eat as many as they can.
Now, Gene, is it your average size meatball or is it a little bit smaller?
It's the 2 ounce meatballs.
A 2 ounce meatball. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So we have Steve Nicotera, Sim Williams.
Sim.
Duff Holmes. If Duff doesn't do it, he's sending a sub to represent.
Uh-huh.
Kevin Green. John Harmon is on my list. Tommy Carcone is a possibility, but he's got a flight to catch, so I don't know if he'll be there. Mike Lackey. Josh Amodio and Pat Andrews.
They got some friends in there.
Yeah.
Josh Amodio. I'm putting my money on Amodio.
Oh, and Chet Lacani, too.
Oh, Chet's in it, too?
Yes.
I'm putting my money on Amodio.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to put him up as a 6-1 favorite right now.
He did it last year, so he's seasoned.
Yeah.
He knows
Sim can eat,
now.
Too. Dan Melito checking Sim in. Sim can eat, too. I've known Sim for years, too. So it'd be interesting to watch these guys just shovel meatballs down their throat.
It is. It's disgusting, yeah. But it's fun.
Most of them love balls in their face anyways, right? I had to throw it in there.
It's a family event. I'm not allowed to make T-shirts like that.
I'll say it. But, so it starts at noon, right, on Sunday?
Starts at noon.
Bring the whole family, right, because there's
absolutely.
Activities.
And so we have kids' activities. We're going to be selling Team Meatball T-shirts. You want to know something that I did this year, and I don't know how it's going to go over, but I think it's fun. We're going to be selling mappins with our little Meatball Madness guy on them.
Now, for those non-Italian-speaking people at home, a mappin is a dishcloth.
It is. It's a mappin.
Right. Actually, you keep my percentage of Italian guests right up there today. We're lingering right around 94%.
Okay.
94% of my guests are Italian. We are in Utica.
I think even non-Italians know what a mappin is.
You think
so?
If
they live in Utica, in the greater Utica area.
Yeah.
Sure they do.
Here in Utica, we have our own language.
You said Danny Melito checked in online?
Yeah.
He, can I tell you?
Yeah.
Can we brag about Danny Melito for a minute?
Go ahead.
Talk about an unsung hero. He runs for us all over the place during Meatball Week. There's deliveries to be picked up all over the place. He's going to Casa to pick up cheese and pepperoni. He's getting the meatballs from Dino's. He's going to pick up the trophies, the T-shirts. He's a great person. We're lucky to have him.
Nice, Dan. Get a little shout out there. And and also, I know he helps out Gina, too, over for Summerfest, too. And he's a gem.
He really is.
Thanks, Dan.
He's a good guy.
We appreciate your support around here. And if everybody out there watching this can click the share button and help spread the word of Meatball Madness, it's going on this Sunday, Utica College Gymnasium. It's the Tom Clark Gymnasium. Is that correct?
I think it's Clark Athletic Center, but it's the gymnasium there. And students are actually on break, so parking shouldn't be an issue.
Oh, great.
It's projected to be high 30s, some sun, so hopefully we get a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bar.
There's a bar?
So you could have a beer with your ball.
There's a bar?
There's a bar. Yeah, we set up a bar.
You bring in a portable bar from, who does the drinks for
you? The college.
The college?
Yep,
oh, great.
The college does. They do a great job setting up for us. Joe LaPaglia is going to be performing again, so we've got music at the event. He does a fantastic job for us every year.
That's just the two of us, right? And then that one of his band there, Joe's band?
I don't know. I know Joe to play solo.
He's coming solo?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
I'm even thinking somebody else.
Could be.
But continue on.
Could be. I know. I'm trying to think what else. All sorts of donated desserts from different area bakeries and pastry shops. We have coffee from Utica Coffee. We have...
Proud sponsor of EC Radio.
There you go. That was a good plug.
Yep.
Squeezers Gourmet Popcorn is going to be there, so you can taste a bunch of flavors and buy a bag to go. It's a fun event.
Yeah. How much is admission?
Who are you?
What do you mean, who am I?
If you're an adult, it's 15.
I'm a kid under 12.
If you're a senior, it's 10.
Okay.
If you're a kid 6 to 12, it's 5.
Okay.
Under 5 is free, and military is free with ID.
Okay, so there's different levels for
There's
age.
Different levels. It's affordable. Our most expensive ticket's $15. You know, you're getting at minimum 15 meatballs. It's a good deal.
Yeah. And you just got to walk around and sample
for
meatballs.
For a good cause.
Who wouldn't
the
want?
The raffles this year, too, are kind of spectacular.
What do you got?
We've got some good packages.
What you got?
OB's doing one of the, they donated one of their boot camps. That's like a $500 package.
That's OB training.
OB training.
Gotcha.
Yep. Or the Take Back Your Life Challenge, I think that's what they call it.
Okay.
We have a Adirondack made flower box filled with booze, so that's always a good seller. And Comets tickets and dinner tickets and Utica coffee basket. Want to show your mug again?
Yeah, of course, definitely. Proud sponsors of the D right here, our friends at Utica Coffee. Wake the hell up! WakeTheHellUp.com. Check them out online. They've got great coffee. My favorite coffee from Utica Coffee right now is The Art of Darkness. Have you tried that yet?
No, it sounds bold.
Yeah, well, I'm bold. I like it dark. Well, sometimes I like it dark. It depends on what mood I'm in. But today's just the regular Adirondack roast.
I like their Costa Rica blend.
Mmm, that's good too. Are you into the flavor coffees that they do?
I like the flavored coffees.
Yeah?
Yeah. My family goes crazy. They order from Florida the cannoli flavor.
My family from Florida too. Same thing.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
They love it too.
I'm a fan of Jamaican Me Crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they call
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a little sweet taste to it, kind of.
Yeah. And coconutty.
Coconutty, yeah.
Well, if I can't be on a beach, I can drink it.
There you go. So all the ticket price and all the money that's collected, all the proceeds to benefit the Abraham House.
Yes.
And this is how they get their funding pretty much, right? Is through events like this?
Absolutely.
And how many different events do you do throughout the year?
It's growing. But we do primarily three events.
Uh-huh.
So Meatball Madness, which is, this is our largest attended event. We've had up to 900 people.
So this is your flagship.
It is. Then our gala, which is makes our most profit for us. And that's actually, has a huge attendance as well, 500 people for a gala is big.
Okay, where do you do the gala at and when?
Our gala is going to be, save the date, this coming November 1st, it's a Friday,
uh-huh,
at the train station.
Is that another exclusive?
We transform the train station.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
The whole train station.
Train station.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The lobby, and do you use the restaurant too? And
we will this year.
Yeah? Cool.
Yes. Yes.
And so it's like more of like a get dressed up gala type of thing, mm-hmm, you know,
it's black tie event. It's a little fancier. Mm-hmm. Black tie, valet parking, coat check, open bar,
okay,
food stations. Last Left performing.
Great band.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
So big ups to Spencer. Event. He's doing it. The kid's super talented. Okay, so you got the gala, you got Meatball Madness, and what's the other
event?
And
the third one that just started last year, this will be the second year we do a golf tournament.
Oh, okay.
And that's slated for August 12th at Valley View. So.
Like a scramble captain and crew type thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So you get those three main events.
We have those three. Those are for Utica House. Now that we're opening Rome, we're branching out. We've got some exciting things scheduled there. On Thursday, June 13th, we're going to be having a casino night and an evening with Robert Channing at DeCastro's in Sylvan Beach.
Robert Channing freaks me out.
He's pretty impressive,
right? That's what I mean. He freaks me out. He's very impressive. I love when he does the speed painting, but the whole mental thing that
he does.
He freaks me out. Like, how do you know this? I don't know.
Right.
But when's that coming up?
So that is going to be Thursday, June 13th.
Thursday, June 13th with Robert Channing at the
Cashers. We have a lot of stuff, but you can, you know, look on our website and see what we have going on, and know that 100% of every dollar does stay local. That's the thing about small local charities and nonprofits, of which Abraham House is one of them, is they have such low overhead compared to some of the national organizations that so much more of your dollar stays local. Up until 6 months ago, I was the only full-time employee.
Really?
And now we are growing by leaps and bounds, so there are two of us. But it's still not a lot to be doing all the things that we're doing.
Yeah, I'm sure you wear a lot of hats over there, huh?
Absolutely.
Are you sprinkling other events, too? Are you constantly thinking of other events you can
do to raise
money?
I've got a great idea for next winter. That is something that they do out in Saratoga, and I kind of want to bring it to the Utica area.
Awesome.
So I'm excited about that. And then you want to know what other pop-up things, like the St. Joseph's Day fundraiser up at the Yanadasis this year. They called and they said that they would like us to be the beneficiary of that. So events like that happen all the time where other people are kind of planning them and putting them on, but designating a portion of the proceeds for us, which is great. There's going to be it's called the Class of Life, a one-man play and dinner theater experience up at Danielle's Alfredo's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be to benefit Abraham House as well. So lots of other things. You'll see our logo and you'll see our name attached with a lot of events throughout the year.
For those people that don't know what the Abraham House is, can you talk about the services that you guys provide?
Absolutely. This is the reason we're here, and our mission is to serve the terminally ill in our community. Dr. A. L. Shaheen, who so many people have told me amazing stories about, donated the home that we operate out of in Utica, as well as the attached building that was his office. And he designated it for the purpose of filling a gap, which he recognized, which was providing services to those who were dying. And in the early days, which is interesting, the segment of the population that needed our services the most and lacked support the most were those who had AIDS. So we served a large AIDS population in our early years.
So
that was 20 years ago.
So it started in the 90s, or did it start in the 80s? 98, okay.
Yes.
First started in 98.
Yes. So obviously society's evolved, things evolved, with treatments and things are, we have an equal mix now of men and women. But we have a waiting list that's larger than the people that we can serve.
Mm-hmm.
We have two beds in Utica, and what we have that's so unique that you cannot find any other place is that home environment, because everybody wants to be in a place where they're loved and they're comforted and they feel safe. And at the end of life, a lot of people can't, or they can't have the care for 24 hours. You know, God forbid something happened in my family, I cannot quit my job to care for somebody, and most people can't.
Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be some way to serve this population of people that's in need. And within Oneida, Herkimer, and Madison counties, there's only 6 beds that exist for terminally ill care. The 4-bed facility of Siegenthaler that hospice runs, and then our 2 beds at Abraham House, which is why it's so exciting that we are currently in the process of rehabbing a home that was gifted to us in Rome in order to open a facility there. And that will be 6 beds. So we're going to be doubling the amount of beds that's available within a 3-county radius, which is very exciting.
Now you're rehabbing the home right now. When do you expect to get it up and running?
Sometime this spring. We were shooting for April. It's looking like that's not going to be possible with the construction we have going on. So May is a maybe, and I think June's probably a definite. So not too far off here. We have a lot of exciting things happening.
And kudos to the person that donated that house.
That was the Rome home. It was an organization that cared for the elderly. It was a home for the elderly.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the monies that you get from insurance to care for people who are elderly but don't need skilled nursing or things like that, it's a $41 a day rate. And a lot of these old age homes are closing because they can't stay functioning with 24-hour supervision and 3 square meals and all the mandates that they're required to step up to for that amount of money.
So there's nursing? There's nurses there 24 hours a day?
At Abraham House?
Yeah.
We have caregivers.
Caregivers?
We refer to them as caregivers. Many of our caregivers have worked as nurses, but not all of them.
Okay.
And we act as surrogate family members. So we partner with hospice. Hospice comes into our home as they'd come into anybody else's home. They set up the medical care plan for our guests and determine a course of medications and different, you know, care routines depending on the needs of a guest, whether they'll have a colostomy or they have, tracheotomy. Who knows what's going on?
How does one become a caregiver?
You get trained at Abraham House.
Yeah, so there's like a
we have volunteer
classes
caregivers
or something, or?
And we have per diem paid caregivers.
Okay,
and we do our own training. It's an on the job training program. It's kind of an I do it, we do it, you do it. So we a gradual release of responsibility until our veteran caregivers say yes, this person's ready, and the new caregiver themselves feels ready to take a shift.
Okay. So they go like on an honor system type of thing, or is it by hours or?
Well, we have a checklist of that needs to be satisfied of things that you've accomplished.
Gotcha.
And you've learned and you can do.
Right on. And if somebody's interested in becoming a caregiver, how can they get in touch with you?
Call the Abraham House.
Yeah.
Yep. Call us.
And the number is?
Look online, 315-733-8210. We're always looking for great people, especially now expanding to Rome. We need people that have a desire to serve this population. And I look at someone's heart first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You could tell just by judging people when they walk in and you first sit down. At least I can. I don't know. I'm a pretty good judge of character. And I think it's important to if you are a good person and you want to get into this field, to get in touch with Abraham House, because this is super important too. And in taking care of people on their final days and the whole hospice care and, you know.
It is. It's someplace we're all going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's not pleasant to think about and it's not something people like to talk about, but can I tell you, I have my job is the best gift. I've learned so much about how to live by watching other people die,
mm-hmm.
or by being brought in to their experience. I'm just amazed. It's humbling that families choose us to care for their loved ones. It's an honor. It's a privilege.
And it keeps you grounded too, I bet.
Absolutely. You think that I'm going to complain because it's cold outside or mm-hmm. because, you know, of a fender bender or a flat tire? Those are such insignificant things in life, you know. When I walk into a home and I see someone dying and that is refusing morphine because this just happened today. We have somebody who said they don't want to miss a minute. I mean, how's that? How's that make you think about things differently?
So they rejected morphine?
Yep. Yep. They want as little as possible because they want to be with it enough to enjoy their family, and they don't want to miss a minute of this life.
Hmm.
I think that's pretty fantastic. Don't get me wrong. We have other people that are, give me what I could take. I don't want to feel a thing, but the just the moments that happened in the house, I can't tell you. I was sitting on the job. I tell this story. 2 weeks after leaving as an assistant principal of a middle school, I'm sitting upstairs at Abraham House, and I hear one of our caregivers downstairs start to sing "You Are My Sunshine," and then the guest that she was singing to joined in, and it was a man's voice, and the two of them were singing "You Are My Sunshine" together downstairs, and I could hear it in my office, and I thought to myself, this is a beautiful moment. And so when you see things in life that are beautiful, you need to stop to appreciate them.
It was my grandmother's song, too. It was her go-to song before she left us, too.
"You
Are My Sunshine." Yeah.
I see so many beautiful things in our home that, I'm fortunate.
Makes you forget about all the trivial stuff you worry about day to day, right?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
And those are the things that people need to think about, when they want to give their dollars and they want it to go to a cause that matters.
Yeah.
Think about things like that. What's meaningful to you?
Do you have any volunteer services offered at the Abraham House if people want to come down there and volunteer?
I have so many volunteer experiences.
Other than caregiving?
Yes. If you're not, if you're not everybody's comfortable with the caregiving, we have some volunteers that we call buddies, and they come in more for social support in the house. So they're still in the house. They might visit with our guests who are dying, visit with the family, throw in a load of laundry, help out with some dishes. We have people that like to volunteer to do office work when we have mailings that need to be put together and that kind of thing. We have fundraising volunteers, obviously. We have volunteers that run our thrift store. So I mentioned that Dr. Shaheen donated the house and the building that was his office. That's now the Bird's Nest Thrift Store, and we've been operating there since June of 2017.
Right. I remember you talking about the thrift store. So this is up and running and fully operational now?
It is. It is. We have a completely volunteer staff.
Okay.
We have 100% of the items in the gift shop itself are donated, and we've made $35,000 since we opened.
Wow. Since
June 2007, year and a half.
Year and a half, wow.
A year and a half's time.
Very cool.
And the building that we owned and were doing nothing with.
Right, it was just sitting there.
And I love that story because I want people that support us and support our events and give us money to know we're trying to help ourselves as well.
Absolutely. And what kind of items are in the thrift store right now? Just like clothes and furniture and stuff?
Our clothing is limited because we have a rule that we don't take clothes unless it has the tag still on it.
Oh, okay.
So that keeps it very limited. But more household items and all sorts of housewares and dishes and glassware. And we have great furniture come in, lamps, accessories, home decor items and jewelry, purses, tools and books and appliances.
And this is right next door to the Abraham House, the
thrift
store. And then also you guys had the Utica Monopoly that came out this year.
Little thing called City of Utica Monopoly.
And that thing crushed.
It did.
Crushed.
It did.
Especially around the holidays. I noticed, looking through my news feed on Facebook and stuff, especially after the holidays or on Christmas, and how many people received that as a gift this
year. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
I loved it. The people were posting it and tagging us. And
that's going to make you feel great, though, inside, that you've changed a lot of lives, but you raised money for a great cause altogether. How many boards did you sell altogether?
We've sold over 5,000.
Wow.
Because we had to reorder. So the original order was 4,000 or 5,000.
Okay.
And then we did put in a smaller order before the holidays, just because we didn't want to run out around the holidays. We thought that would be disappointing for people.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some left to sell. We will be selling them at Meatball Madness. They're still available online, but we've kind of let sales quiet, and then we'll hit it hard again before the holiday season, and probably be the last time that they'll ever be available will be this holiday season because they are in limited supply. But that was a great project. Gina Nicotera from the Cooley Group brought that idea to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we did structure it as a fundraiser, but I have to tell you, as we started to develop the concept, it became, the focus wasn't Abraham House.
Right.
The focus was this great city that we're all a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we created a phenomenal piece of history and a pride piece for the things that are great in our city.
What I love is you feature all the great landmarks, too. And Kelly's checking in right now. She says she loves her Monopoly board, and thank you for all that you do.
Awesome.
Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for checking in. If everybody,
I love mine, too, because I beat my kids.
Do you play it a lot?
We played it on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
No, we don't play it a lot because, we're so competitive. Well,
it's time-consuming. That takes a long time to play a full game of Monopoly.
It's time-consuming. Then we don't talk to each other for a week because we're mad at each other. We're cutting side deals.
That's hilarious. Is that how you guys go at it, huh? Do you have it in stores? Are there people, if they're interested in picking up the Monopoly board, the Utica Monopoly board?
The Utica Monopoly board is still available at Shenatry's. They're still selling them for us. Colosi's mm-hmm. has done a phenomenal job of selling them for us. So you can still get them locally or our thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
They're available online through our website. And they'll be available at our events as well.
So they'll be available at Meatball Madness this Sunday?
Yes.
Nice. Do you have like your own little merch store for Meatball Madness? Your own little table set up for all your stuff?
We sell our Team Meatball t-shirts. We'll be selling, I told you, the Mopeens.
Yeah, the Mopeens, right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. How much for the Mopeens?
$5.
Awesome. Yeah. I got to get one. Yeah. So it reminds me of my nanny.
Well, we used to do bibs for our contestants mm-hmm. and for our judges. And now they're going to just tuck a Mopeen in like they do at the kitchen table.
Yeah. I'm going to need one, too, when I'm a judge. So I'm going to put one right underneath the collar.
You're going to get one as a judge.
Oh, beautiful. I'm going to need one because I make a mess. I'm a messy eater, Gene. I'm just warning you now.
Yep.
And I'm warning whoever sits next to me. So I'm
a
messy eater.
You need a splatter booth?
Yeah, like one of those drum cages. Yeah. You ever see those? But I'm going to need some space. You know, that's in my rider that I have space. I come with a rider. I'm high maintenance, you know.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Good luck with that.
I'm excited, though. I know Lisa, the executive director, the new executive director from the Stanley,
yes.
Lisa Wisely, is going to be joining us as a judge for Meatball Madness.
I'm excited. We're going to make me look this up again now, right?
I know Rob Palmieri, Mayor Palmieri, is going to be there. I know Joe Marino is going to be a judge. Who else is there?
Oh, you know a lot. You're in the know.
I know. I looked. I did some research.
You did? Where'd you see all that?
I got to see who I'm sitting next to.
Okay.
Like I told you, I make a mess. So.
Deb Cabral.
Okay.
She's the declutter coach. She's going to be a judge.
Oh, yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
She does that show on TV where you can make more space in your house, right? I need her to come to my house. All right.
Okay.
Put her next to me.
Okay. Andrew Dominio.
Andrew from WIBX.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. I know Andrew.
And he does real estate as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have Bill Vinci.
I love Vince.
Right.
Empire Plate.
Yeah, he does some food critics.
Yeah, Empire Plate.
That's what he does.
Bill Vinci's a great man. Cool.
Al Tahan.
From the furniture store.
Al Tahan's Furniture. You already mentioned the mayor, Joe Marino. Anthony Pacenti will be there.
Excellent. So you got
Greg Orlando.
I don't know who
he's a local physician.
Okay.
And Chuck Sadala from Daylight Donuts.
Wow, cool. This is going to be a lot of fun.
And I have one more ask out that I'm waiting to receive. We're back on.
Yeah, a surprise guest judge?
Maybe.
Digging
no,
in.
You know, I we added it up. We're at 11 and go, we could use one more.
Yeah.
Who do we know that we could ask?
Yeah, because you got to make it an odd number. It can't be an even number, right?
No, it's 12.
Oh, it's 12.
It's 12. What you will do is a little bit different. Everybody else that comes, they walk around. And then they do get a ballot so they could write in their choices.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a table for computerized voting. And they vote on one meatball in each of the five categories. For the judges, it's different. You do your 1, 2, 3 and you rank them.
Okay.
And that way we assign a number value and we figure out just the judge's one top choice.
On the three, so it's a judge's choice.
A judge's choice that ends up being one meatball. So
gotcha.
If we have a tie, mm-hmm. then we look to see the second and third place and add the points up and figure it out that way.
I love it. What's your favorite style of meatball?
I'm a fan of just like the fried meatball.
Fried, yeah.
Pelletieri Joe's.
There you
fried
go.
Fried meatball, no sauce.
And that's like my
meatball.
Grandmother's. That's a meatball for sure.
That's a meatball.
That is absolutely. Wow, you know, we have such a great food culture here in Utica. We're very, very blessed to have all this great food. And we've been trying to reach out to Barstool Sports. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they do that pizza thing every day. And I'm like, you guys are missing the ball. You guys are missing the best pizzeria. No, they've never been here yet. And we've been trying to reach out to them on Twitter and stuff like
that. I
feel
like, sorry for them.
You need to come to Utica, guys, because they're going to Florida eating pizza in Florida and Vegas and all this. I mean, they're all over the place eating.
Yeah.
But come on, come to Utica. Come to where it's at. Right now, they're saying New Haven, Connecticut is pizza capital of the world. And I'm like, I think we could rival that.
Is it close to Mystic?
Mystic?
Mystic Pizza, remember? From the movie? Mystic Harbor?
I forgot about that.
Mystic Pizza.
Oh, that's a what?
That's a good slice.
Yeah.
That's a good slice that's not New York. But no, I agree with you. I think we have the best food in the country.
I agree 100%. I'll put us up against anybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Utica versus the world. Yeah.
It's funny because I go to when I have different conferences throughout the country and you know, the conversation comes up about what are you doing for fundraising? And I talk about Meatball Madness, and people are furiously like scribbling, this is a great idea. And I say, whoa, 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 you need to find your meatball. Meatballs work because we're in Utica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to find your meatball. Where are you? What works for you? You know, where you live.
Yeah, what dish works for you?
Yeah.
Like if you're in Kansas City, barbecue, of course. And,
right.
And Philly cheesesteaks. And Philly, though, is trying to take over the tomato pie thing. Did you hear about that?
I didn't.
You didn't. There's a place in Philly right now that's saying they invented tomato pie.
Invented it?
Yes.
Are they going to say they invented Utica Riggies, too? Utica Greens?
Yeah, right. Yeah, there's a place in Philly saying they invented tomato pie. And we're like, we beg to differ.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. Do you get involved with Tomato Pie Day at all? Are you going to go to check that out?
I attend.
Yeah? You attend?
I attend, but I don't get involved.
It's a fun event. We'll be there on April the 6th.
Is it still at the Parkway Senior Center?
Yeah, yeah. We'll be over there, and that's always a great time, too. And then there's Riggy Fest that they have at the Stanley every year.
Yes.
And we need to do a half moon competition now.
That's a good idea. Is there enough people that make it to make it a competition?
Or cannoli.
Now you're talking.
You know the thing now is, too, the deep-fried cannoli. Oh, I'm getting so hungry right now. Have you tried
in Rome? In Rome, they do a contest. It's different soups. I forgot what they call it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fundraiser as well.
Huh.
Saratoga has their chili. Chili Fest.
If you haven't tried the deep-fried cannoli, though, do it.
But Oreo's my favorite cookie, and I don't like deep-fried Oreos.
No?
No. I don't know.
Do you like anything deep fried?
Deep-fried cannoli appeals to me.
They deep fry everything at the fair. Believe it.
Yes.
Deep fried bubble gum. I don't understand that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
What are they coated in?
Well, they put like a dough over it and they put bubble gum in the middle. It's like a Hubba Bubba or one of those fruity things. It's a good thing they don't use that fruit stripe stuff because that thing loses flavor quick.
Yeah.
But yeah, they deep fry everything. Unreal. Well, we're going to be deep frying some meatballs this Sunday Utica College Gymnasium.
Our sponsors?
Of course. Give love to everybody
because
you possibly can
We could not do this event without the sponsorships that we get. So John Harmon from NYSCOBA, they are our presenting sponsor. This is like the third, fourth, fifth, I don't know, year running that they are a presenting sponsor, as well as Mohawk Valley Retina. So they do so much for us. We want to thank them. Our platinum sponsors, the marketing firm. If you've seen our commercial, have you seen it?
No. Sorry.
We'll talk about the commercial in a second. Okay. But they do a great job with that. And is also Bank of Utica. Just our huge sponsors for this event. So thank you to them. About our commercial.
Yes.
I thought it would be fun 3 years ago if I went on a photo shoot with Spicy, who's our meatball that dresses up for the event. So we went to the studio and we took a bunch of pictures and I was in a chef hat and an apron and Spicy was obviously a meatball and we brought meatballs to use as props and we just took a lot of fun pictures. I put them on my Facebook to advertise for the event. Well, Scott Paritano was Spicy the meatball. Do you know Scott?
I don't.
I worked with him at Ianis. I think at the time he was in his early 20s. So he wasn't a kid. He was a grown adult, you know. He's like, oh, I go, will you come do a photo shot with me? Oh, Gina. Okay, just only for you. For you, I'll do anything, you know. Puts on this silly suit, takes pictures. I send the pictures to the marketing firm to create a commercial for us. I didn't know what they were going to do with them. They end up unhinging his jaw. So here he is dressed as a giant meatball. They unhinge his jaw, they open his jaw, and meatballs are flying in. This is our commercial. This is the visual. His jaw's going like this, and meatballs, and there's this sound like, as he's eating the meatballs. I'm telling you, it is hysterical.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I thought to myself, thank God we're friends or he'd be suing me.
I have seen some of the pictures and they are quite comical.
I'm going to send you the commercial.
Cool. Yes, please do.
The commercial's awesome. So
please do.
Well, we have a lot of fun with this event. It's a fun event for the community, something for everybody. So we really hope that people come out. We've got plenty of room. If you've come before, when we were like sardines squeezed into some of our venues, that's not an issue anymore. Give us a chance again and come and support the businesses that support our community.
Yeah, come down and have lunch for the afternoon, right?
It's great hangover food. It's great pre-soccer game food. If you're going to head to the Odd for the game, come and eat first.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's good hangover food.
It is. It is. When people tell me, oh, I don't know, I've got something the night before, I don't know if I can make it, I'm like, you should make it. Mm-hmm. You're going to need it.
Do you have soft drinks there, too, other than beer
yes,
and stuff
we
like
do.
That? Yeah.
Yes, we do. We've got, Walmart donates soda and water for us to sell because we are, you know, it is a fundraising event. So we do.
Very cool.
I'm trying to think if there's anything we've missed. Pretty good. Raffles, kids, adults, beer, music, food, contest, judging.
And balls.
Lots of them.
Lots of meatballs. It's all going
to
down.
To satisfy any taste.
Exactly. There's so many varieties too, huh? I mean, you're coming with 15 different vendors, but I'm sure they're all bringing their A game because what's the prize? Do they get a prize?
Trophy.
They get a big old trophy?
I get such a kick out of when I walk in people's establishments and I see their trophies up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know Al Valeriano down at the Courtview?
No.
Go in there sometime. He's got his trophies displayed proudly. Yeah. La Familia Basson describes their meatballs on their menu and in their place as the award-winning meatballs.
Well, they should.
So you get bragging rights.
Mm-hmm. Bragging rights and a big old trophy.
And a big old trophy. And you get to advertise your business to about 900 spectators. So.
Absolutely. And then you do a whole like Facebook release and all that other stuff after it's done because people want to know who won. So that goes out there.
The newspaper's always calling me like at 3:01 to find out who the winners are.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome, Gina. I'm super excited. And thanks again for inviting me down there.
Make sure you set your clock right because it's the spring ahead.
Technology, they do it for you now.
Okay, I just don't want you to be late.
I won't be late.
The judge can't be late.
I'm never late for dinner or lunch or any kind of meal.
Okay,
never.
Good.
But yeah, with technology these days, you don't even have to like set your clocks ahead or set them back or whatever.
That's true.
Well, they do them for you. So thank you, iPhone.
Don't look at the microwave.
The order of the day, people, is to go down to Meatball Madness this Sunday. It starts at noon, ends at 3:00.
Ends at 3.
So noon to 3, you got a good little window in there to stuff your face with a whole bunch of great meatballs. For adults, it's $15. Come on down. Bring the family. Have lunch. There's going to be beer activities, a whole bunch of stuff going on. So come on down. Buy yourself a Mopeen. Buy yourself a Mopeen from the Abraham House. And all the benefit goes to the Abraham House. So come on out, and it's going to be a good time. And
you know why it's so important to benefit us?
Why?
I don't think I said this.
Why is that?
We don't charge our guests or our families for our services.
You don't?
No.
So all the go back into this really quick. So all the funding that goes into the Abraham House is just through events, and that's it.
It's events, small grants.
And donations.
I do write for small grants and donations.
And people, I'm sure, donate, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Our families give back to us and support us. We have people that that give us $20 a month there, and they, we don't have to seek it out. They send it religiously. We have a great response when we send our newsletters and our annual appeal out. People are supportive, very supportive. Which is why we're here and which is why we were able to stay true to the philosophy that Dr. Shaheen wanted us to follow, which was not to charge. So it gives families even more peace of mind that they're not going to get hit with a bill.
If people can't make it to Meatball Madness on Sunday, how can they donate if they're interested in?
Go to our website.
Go to the website.
Donate through our website or mail it to us, 1203 Kemble Street, Utica, New York, 13501. Website is theabrahamhouse.org. Make sure you use the word the. It's theabrahamhouse.org, or you're going to go to the wrong organization.
Okay. That's good to know.
It's very good to know.
Yeah, you got to put it in people's brains. Some people, You know, they can't process that kind of information.
Thank you for letting me add that. That is important to mention.
It is.
And I got so carried away because I'm hungry.
Yeah. We made ourselves hungry today. Yeah. That's a downfall when it comes to this. Next time if we do this, bring samples, please.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on
you.
Today,
it's
Gina.
Been fun.
Before we get out of here, I got to give love and respect out to Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Check them out at NyeVdubofRome.com. If you mention the D, mention you listen to Disruption Network, mention you listen to Uncle Z on the daily basis, they're going to give you $250 off any vehicle purchase. It's pretty much shaving your first month's payment right off the board. So give it up for Nye Volkswagen. Stop into their showroom at 5865 Taborg Road in Rome. See why all the customers love their Nye VW. And also give it up to the John Devereaux Tavern, 37 Devereaux Street. Check them out every day for drink specials, and they've got a great musical lineup on the weekends. And this weekend for happy hour on Friday, Carson Murphy, amazing guitar player and singer-songwriter. And then on Saturday, one of my favorite local bands. I endorse these guys big time, and it's The Old Main. So I might be a little hungover coming into doing the judging on Sunday because I'm going to go check out The Old
Main.
They're
going to play an event for us.
They're great.
Later this year.
One of my favorite local bands by far. They're like right up there.
That's awesome.
They're a great band. So you're familiar.
I'm very familiar with them.
Can you mention the event that they're playing?
The event is we had a beloved caregiver. His name is Tom Peters,
mm-hmm.
and he was kind of a jack of all trades. He did everything we needed. He's so sorely missed. He died very suddenly
mm-hmm.
in June, and he was an avid Harley motorcyclist. So we're actually having a ride in his name to benefit him, and we will be starting at Abraham House in Utica, going to Abraham House in Rome, ending up at Ray Brothers Barbecue, where Old Main is going to play, and we're going to have a huge barbecue picnic. So
awesome.
That's going to be a fun event.
Well, keep me in the loop on that so we can help you promote that.
I will do that. Thank you.
Love Ray Brothers, and I
and
love
the music.
And the music, of course. So go check out Old Main this Saturday at the John Devereaux Tavern. And much love and respect out to my friend Eddie Alsheimer at EJA Moving Company, the professional movers. When you're ready to move and relocate, hit them up at 315-335-0516 or hit them up online, EJAMoving.com. Eddie will pretty much move you wherever you want to go. If you want to move to like Guatemala, Eddie will move you there. He's a very good logistics guy. He is. He's the man. Tomorrow's show, I got another Gina coming on tomorrow. Tomorrow, Gina Scampone joins me, and we are making a huge concert announcement tomorrow. Pretty excited. Summerfest kicks in, and tomorrow all the details on Summerfest will happen here tomorrow on EC Radio, 3:00. I'm pretty excited. And the band that's coming on Genesee Street, I'm not going to tell you, but I'll give you a hint. It's a Motown band.
Really?
Really. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. So that's all going down tomorrow. EC Radio, tune in around 3:00 to get all the details on Summerfest. I want to remind everybody they can listen to this podcast and previous podcasts of EC Radio and all the content we have here on the D at DisruptionNetwork.net. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitch and Twitter and Periscope and StreamMe and Apple Podcasts and Google Play and Stitcher and Spotify. We're all over the place. This is what I'm getting at, all right? People, you can find us wherever you want, just search Disruption Network and we'll come running. Then Friday I'm getting drunk on the air.
Okay.
And we're doing like a little DWI test. I got some friends coming down. Joe from Taylor and the Cook, the bartender over at Taylor and the Cook's coming down making us some fancy drinks. And
no,
we're going to do a DWI test at the end with my good friend.
Don't get sick on air.
No, I won't. I won't. My good friend and attorney.
What kind of tests are you going to do? Do you know what kind of tests they're going to put you
through? Breathalyzers and maybe these things or whatever.
Right.
And so we're going to go through the whole works. Yeah, with my good friend, attorney Dave Longaretta. Great man. So we're going to do that up, and that's going to be fun on Friday.
It's so selfless of you, too, to donate yourself, you know, as the guinea pig for this, really.
Hey. You know, I like to beat up my liver, I think. I don't know. I like to self-deprecate, if you will. Coming up to tonight, 6:00, Wrestle Fandom Radio for all you pro wrestling fans. They'll be here on the D around 6:00. Those guys were out at Syracuse this past week hanging out with like Asuka and Charlotte Flair and all these huge wrestlers. So they're going to be talking about that. And then also coming up on Sunday, too, the return of the Baseline for all you baseball fans. We're coming back with the Baseline on Sunday right around 7:00 with JP and SPG. Baseball is here, and that means warm weather is near. Thank God.
I like warm weather.
Me too. Oh, this winter's just dragging on, right? We're in the middle of March right now. It's like, okay, can it end, please? Stop. Guys, can we stop? Please.
We're just over it.
So over it.
We all have 10 pounds we need to lose.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. And I'm not going to freaking lose them by being a judge at Meatball Madness, I'll tell you that.
Nope.
I want to see everybody at Meatball Madness on Sunday. And Gina, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you soon. Later.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and breaking everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyevwofrome.com.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.